Drive Time, welcome back. 0722380712 gets us to the WhatsApp page, and you can query, comment, stroke, and or criticize. The University of the Western Cape Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation hosted a webinar titled Techpreneurship. I have to be careful how I pronounce that. Is this a viable option for your future? The webinar looked at the role of failure in the technopreneur's learning journey. Online for comment is Director of the Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation at UWC, Charlene Duncan. Charlene, welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, Shafiq and listeners, and thank you for inviting me to your show.
And all the listeners say good evening right back to you.
Thank you.
Let's have a listen. What came out of this webinar? I've never heard this term before. It makes sense. Techpreneurship. Hopefully one of these days I'll be saying it correctly. What came out of it?
You're saying it perfectly well. I think the two things for me that came out of the webinar that was quite interesting. The one is around failure. You know, Shafiq, in South Africa, we don't have a culture where we embrace failure. You know, if we fail, we seem to be a failure. You know, people, banks don't want to invest. People just look at you differently. But failure is something that we need to embrace in the startup culture. Now, why am I saying this? I believe that through failure, whether you're a techpreneur, we even say studentpreneur, or just an entrepreneur in any sphere, through failure, you learn.
Ah, yes.
Through failure, you better understand your product. You better understand the market. You better understand the customer. And if we don't embrace failure, and if failure doesn't become part of a culture, particularly in an entrepreneurship culture or startup culture, you know, that mindset has to change. I think another important thing that came out for me is also just around, also linked to failure indirectly, is about one's personal skills. I mean, yeah, I'm talking about leadership skills, resilience, collaboration, patience, networking. All of those things one can improve through experiencing different kinds of failures. And at UWC Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation, we often talk about developing a set of entrepreneurial competencies. So here we talk about developing a mindset where, as a student, you will learn things like how to take risks, how to deal with failure, how to be a better leader, how to be resilient, how to be solution-orientated. And those are some of the skills that you need if you're going to be a successful techpreneur or just any kind of entrepreneur. And I sometimes say that those kinds of skills won't only set you aside if you're an entrepreneur, but it will also be it will benefit you as a person if you have those kinds of competencies, whether you work in corporate, whether you work in the media, whether you work in government, or in academia. So I think that's one thing that came out that was very, very striking for me personally.
Yeah, to get back to the first point you made, embracing failure, I'm glad people are talking about this because how many of us sitting here today got where we got by making mistakes and not by doing everything right? The world is very, very ungracious when it comes to this, I think, and particularly in the world of entrepreneurship, whether it's technical or otherwise. Mm-hmm. How on earth are people going to learn if they're not allowed to fail? I mean, I think the scenario is that there is nothing dishonorable about failure if your intentions are noble.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more in terms of that. And it's the development component within failure that becomes important, because by failing you learn, you grow, you develop.
No, absolutely. Do you think that people who train young people in business, technopreneurs, for example, that they are not aware of this, that everybody assumes that everybody from point A is going to proceed to point Z as a success, but there's going to be things in between and there's going to be some bad moments?
I think, Shafiq, I mean, just going back to the webinar, that this is a message that came out quite clearly. So the panelists, the four people who came from corporate, academia, startups. We even had somebody who's involved in the incubator sector. This is a message that came out very clearly. So I think there's a meaningful intention to embrace this, what I called a culture of failure and the importance of this culture of failure. I think there's a meaningful intention and there's a deliberate intention to change this in terms of how we talk about entrepreneurship and how we train future entrepreneurs in terms of embracing this culture. I mean, that's come out very strongly, not only just in this webinar, but in a lot of the other things that I've been exposed to from a developmental perspective. So, I'm happy to say that's something that's on our radar and that we're looking towards how do we change that mindset going forward. Shafiq, if I may, I wanted to just touch on something else.
Please do.
That came out of the webinar that I think is equally important. And that is the question around investment and investors. And I think particularly within a South African context, we are faced with, I often want to say, were the people who still have jobs as investors and investments, and pretty much they're still quite pale and male in many instances. So I think the one challenge for me is, how do we ensure that our students at universities are exposed to the world of investment so that we can make sure that we have diversity in terms of people on the corporate side of development and business on the one hand, and on the other hand, to teach entrepreneurs what investors are looking at. And I think one of the things that really struck me about this webinar, there were a few things, and I'll touch on that, and I'll go into detail with the one that really struck me, was firstly, does your business have potential to scale? I think that's something that investors look at. And we must always be mindful that an investor is always looking at the return on investment, and that doesn't always be, an investor's focus. But more importantly, what came out quite strongly is that investors invest in people.
Isn't that the point?
That is the point that I want to hone into. And so the importance of, I often say to students when they pitch, you may have a brilliant idea, but to get somebody to listen to you and to get somebody to want to invest in your product, they have to like you. And they have to know and see that you are a well-rounded entrepreneur who understands your product. You don't just understand the technology behind the product. In the case now, we'll be talking about techpreneurs, but you also understand the business of that technology and the growth of that technology. And that was quite powerful for me. A big takeaway that your personal skills development, your leadership, your resilience, the way you see your customer, your brand, is a vital part for both the entrepreneur and the investor.
These are all skills that can be learned, can't they? And I often wonder why we don't start doing this at school level. Imagine the impact of people going into the tertiary environment already with a set of interpersonal skills. Because I agree with what you're saying, because business at the end of the day is actually more about people than it is about anything else. It's how you get on with people, because if people like you, they buy from you.
Absolutely. I can't agree with you more. I mean, in the webinar, we had Professor Mikey Yankees speak a bit about technology and the importance of technology in ECD. But I like what you're saying. It's not just about the technology. It's not just about the hard skills, but it's also talking about interpersonal skills and the importance of developing that in basic education. I often say that when a student gets to a university, it's almost too late to talk about developing an entrepreneurial mindset or developing a set of competencies. By the time that student gets to university, we should be doing the next level of advancing the student in terms of critical thinking and so forth. So, yes, Shafiq, I agree with you. These are things that need to be embedded in the basic education system. And the pipeline must speak to each other. We often speak about the high youth unemployment rate in our country. We've seen what COVID has done. It's exposed all of that again. Equally so, we know graduate employability. It doesn't mean that because you go to university that you come out and you find a job. So we speak to students about job creation as opposed to job seeking. But if the two sectors don't speak to each other, and if we don't build a pipeline of building our youth and empowering our youth from school level, then I'm sorry to say we're going to struggle with the challenges, and come the next pandemic, we're going to throw all of this open and expose all of the inequalities and the challenges that we're constantly faced with in our education system in this country.
Charlene Duncan, Director of the Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation at UWC. Let's hope somebody listens to you. They certainly should. Charlene, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Shafiq. And once again, thank you very much for inviting me to speak to you and your listeners. Go well.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.